Or a one horse wagon, you just hook your chain into the shaft to the hinge.
Mm-hmm.
But on a two horse wagon, you had a swivel tree that you had to hook the horses to. And you had your disc and your plows, and you had swivel trees. But they all had it figured out where it worked real good.
Do you have a piece of equipment that you'd go back over after you plowed? Go back and break up the dirt or
section logs when you plowed your land.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of them would take a turn plow and they call that flushing the land, turning it over.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had discs, they would disc them. And to get it level, they had what they call section hauler. They would section hauler it off.
Mm-hmm.
Get it leveled up.
Mm-hmm.
So they could lay off their rows straight and through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And had mule done all of it. Mule pulled the plow, the disc, and the section hauler.
Did you have something that you could carry your plows out to the field on, or tools, or?
We had sleds, what I call it, like a tobacco sled on it, with an old flat sled we'd throw them up on.
Okay.
And the mule would drive.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what about something to carry, just stuff around the garden with the wheel on it that you could push?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
A wheelbarrow.
You build those too, or?
First ones that I remember my daddy built, but later on we had a store bought.
Okay. And what do you use to sharpen your tools?
He had a grindstone.
Okay.
One of them, turn it with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually he made up one he could go on a bicycle. And then you see when you have to have two if you don't have that.
Okay. How about to sharpen a knife?
Do the same thing on that.
Okay.
Do the same thing. We hardly ever got hold of a file. They had a file, but we didn't use too many of
them. Yeah.
He used a file for sharpening his cross cut saw.
Okay,
And what we cut wood with.
Stone wood
to cook with.
One on each end?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like that. That was hard work.
Yeah. Did you cut hay? Did you ever grow hay?
We didn't grow much hay. The neighbors, we used their, they had a hay baler. Seemed only one, there would be about one hay baler in the community. Everybody used it. And they had the mowing machine is what would cut it down. And maybe sometime one or two men in the neighborhood may have a mowing machine. But it was pulled by a mule too. Mule pulled that and I haven't seen one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they would mow the hay, then when it dried, felt like they wanted to take out them old, what we call a hay rake. They'd rake that up in piles, and then we'd come out there and bale it up. A lot of times we'd just take it and put it on, build our post,
mm-hmm.
and make hay stacks.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't bale it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we'd throw that hay and fodder right up into the barn.
Mm-hmm.
We stripped fodder too.
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
Off of the corn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blades off the corn.
And would they ever plant hay again after they cut it the first time? And...
Well, if it was soybean hay and stuff, they did. See, they used different kinds. But a lot of them had fields that would come right back, you know. And